There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's nothing I like better than when my good friends stop by to hang out and talk sports with me. One of my colleagues here at Intercom LA, Renee Taylor, one of the on-air hosts at K-Earth 101, joins me today to talk sports on This Lady Loves Sports.
Let's go!
Welcome to This Lady Loves Sports podcast with Pat Prescott. Sports. She knows it all and is here to talk about it. So get ready to hear sports talk in a way that you've never heard before. It's This Lady Loves Sports Podcast. And here's your host, Pat Prescott.
This is Pat Prescott, and today on This Lady Loves Sports, I get to talk to one of my girlfriends, one of my colleagues here at Intercom Radio. She is a Bay Area lady who has traveled all over the place. She's worked in San Jose. She worked in Nevada. She worked back home in the Bay. And a lot of us here in Southern California know her from her work on LA's Hot 92.3. And now she is with us here at K-Earth 101, part of the Intercom cluster. It is a pleasure to welcome to the studio, my radio sister, Renee Taylor. How you doing?
I am good, Pat. It's so nice to be hanging out with you.
I was so stoked when I found out what a big sports fan you were. And I mean, I always thought that you were super cool. I mean, even when you were at 92.3, we ran into each other a few times. Mm-hmm. But we were sitting at a staff meeting here just recently, and we got into a great conversation about sports. And I said, I'm having her on.
Thank you.
When did you fall in love with sports? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I come from a big family. There's six kids, so there are eight of us all together, and two boys, four girls, and my dad was into sports, and my grandparents were into baseball. I mean, my grandfather was that guy that listened to baseball games on the radio.
Yeah, my grandmother was, too. I remember with Willie Mays, she would just sit there and she'd go, say hey! That was her thing.
Right, so I was around a lot of radio sports growing up, and unfortunately that might age me, but, but
that's really okay.
That's that's where we got our sports at. And so just a Bay Area family that loved listening and watching sports. In the Bay Area, there's quite a bit of sports to get into.
Nah, that's what I was going to say. A lot to love up there. Who are your teams?
Raiders and the Oakland
A's.
Let
us pray.
And the Warriors, of course.
Hey, listen, but you'd be really silly not to be a fan of the Warriors.
But here's the crazy thing about the Warriors. Everybody loved the Warriors, but they could never do anything until now. Like, it's like finally that love that has blossomed. Oh,
it is. And I think that's the way it is anytime you love a sports team, if you are a real fan. You know, I spent most of my adult life in New York and longtime Knicks fan. And what have we had to be excited about since the 90s?
Right.
I mean, nothing, really. But, you know, if at any moment, if anything good should happen for them, listen, I'm pulling out the Knicks jerseys and T-shirts.
You'll be right there going, see, I've been here.
Reliving those moments. I ran into John Starks, a several months ago, and who a lot of you will famously remember from dunking on Michael Jordan, which was one of my favorite moments in Knicks history.
Yes.
But he was a great guy, and I was asking him, so what do you think? That's the hardest thing, I think, to watch your team suck.
Yes. That's a nice way of putting it. Yes, it is really hard, and you kind of just like, okay, every, you know, you kind of, they're still there. They're in your heart. You kind of catch up with them every once in a while, but true Raiders fan through and through, have always loved them, even when they left Oakland, and I don't even know, came
down
here, maybe.
That was the whole thing. Talk about that, because, I mean, I wasn't here. I think that must have been like in the early 80s, if I'm not mistaken, that 81 Raiders team that Burgess Owens was on, because Burgess and I were friends. Mm-hmm. That's how, and then Burgess liked to rock his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
But that was a big thing, wasn't it?
That hurt our hearts, but we still love them from afar, and I'm like you said, I wasn't even here. I'm like, I barely was here with that one, too. So I couldn't talk about their L.A. time, but their Oakland time, I mean, the Raiders, I just remember my favorite time. This is why I love Howie Long to this moment, because it was Howie Long, Lott, and I can't think, there was one more. They were just
Ronnie Lott.
Uh-huh. And there was one more defensive player, and they were just like the Iron Curtain. Like, they were, to us, they were the Iron Curtain. You know, that's Pittsburgh.
The steel curtain.
So they were our Iron Curtain, so to speak. And they were just, that was just like a great time for the Raiders. And that's, I think, what pulled me in. I love personality as well as a player. It's like, it's not just what you do on the field. It's what you bring outside the field when you see them interviewed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So those were a lot of the stories.
The stories behind people is what really fascinates me the most about sports. I mean, like, I like real sports. I love watching that show because so many incredible stories that you never heard about, you know. It's one thing to see the action, you know, out on the field. But I want to talk a little bit more about this idea of being a sports fan, because I'm wondering, when you're a fan of a team, for example, you, Miss Renee Taylor, Miss Oakland Raiders fan, when the Oakland Raiders become the L.A. Raiders, then you're not a fan of the team anymore.
I was a fan of the team. I just wasn't happy with them because, you know, it's like, okay, let me just put it like this. I love my sister. My sister is my sister. She will always be my sister. There are times where I am not happy with my sister. Okay? That doesn't mean I love her any less. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to deal with you right now because you're doing things I don't like.
Yeah, but you look at fans. I mean, like, look at Cleveland when LeBron left. I mean, they burned his jerseys.
See, that's not me. You know, you're entitled to be who you are. You've got a family and as a team member. Uh-huh. It's like, I don't get that. but we did feel hurt when they left us. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't feel burn my jersey hurt, but it's like, we thought this was your home. Like,
exactly.
Where are you going? And there was a hurt there, so there was a kind of, you know, a little distance from the team. Not watching them, just distance yourself
on the flip side, when they came back, what was that like for you?
Well, you should have been here the whole time. It's like, I told you.
Should never left.
That's right, exactly. Then it's like, you embrace them. Thanks for finally getting it right and coming back to where you belong, to your home, to Oakland. That's why you're the Oakland Raiders. It's like, you know, but teams move. We got Rams. I was a St. Louis Rams fan too for a while.
Oh, I mean, you were?
Oh my gosh. Kurt Warner.
It's so easy to be a fan of Kurt Warner. Because once again, you're talking about an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who has lived up to the hype and just turned out to be exactly who we thought he was. A great guy.
Thank you. His wife,
Brenda, I think is her name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've stayed together. I love what they do, what their mission is. I mean, with their church and all that stuff, too. You know, for every idiot that there is in professional sports, and believe me, there are plenty of them, I think for every idiot, there's at least 10 or 15 really good people whose stories don't get told enough.
Mm-hmm, but Kurt Warner, those days.
Kurt Warner was awesome.
I had the Super Bowl party when they beat Tennessee. That was one of those.
Ooh, that was something.
That was a game, okay?
That was a game.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I just remember being in my kitchen. We had TVs all over the house, and I'm like, okay, everybody's in the living room. I'm going to the kitchen because I need to watch this game.
Exactly.
And so I was in our kitchen nook watching that whole thing play out, and just, you know, that was just.
Yeah, I generally don't do Super Bowl parties because I want to watch the game. I'm not interested in all that. Well, the eating is nice, I will say. Well,
just in all that ancillary stuff that goes on.
That was the Kurt Warner LA Rams was the last Super Bowl party I had, and this last LA
debacle
was the next Super Bowl party I had.
And I guess there won't be any more Super Bowl
there
parties.
Will not be.
We're done with that now.
Yeah, we're back on that Super Bowl train.
Well, let's talk about those Oakland Raiders and, you know, bringing John Gruden back and having him dismantle your whole team.
It was a painful season, wasn't it? I love Gruden, and I am not surprised that they had a painful season. He's like the substitute teacher that came in. He got a team that wasn't his. Now it's time for him to mold his team. And yes, he made some decisions and got rid of people that he made some questionable decisions, but who's to say that the people that performed so well away from the Raiders didn't perform well because they were away from the Raiders. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, oh, see, he shouldn't have let... Yeah, there's going to be a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Every situation changes based on the personalities that are involved. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how good a player is. If I'm the coach and we don't get along, that's a problem.
Right. And you're not going to play good for me anyway. Mm-hmm. So I need to let you go. And I'm looking at my team in the future. I got this. I can't do anything about it. But I can start making plans for next year's team. And we just got to play this out. If we luck out and get a bunch of wins and make it to a playoff, then, man, God was willing. If we don't, then Gruden has issues next year going forward if the team doesn't start performing, as far as I'm concerned. But I love me some Chucky. So I am all in with him. Let's do it, baby.
He's got a vision. And when you've got a vision, you know, fans need to understand that things are not going to happen overnight. They're not going to necessarily change overnight. But I got to tell you, there have been a lot of times when I'm watching Raiders games and I see Gruden and he looks like... He looks like he's got buyer's remorse, man. Like sometimes I think he would probably love to be back, you know, in the booth.
Yeah, well,
you know, doing commentary and stuff.
But
because it's a hard game, it's a hard job.
And you see how many teams get there. It's not easy. But he's got time. He's moving a team. He's got a lot of things on his plate that once again, our Raiders are moving again. Come on. He got some work to do. So I am looking forward to the Raiders and Gruden in the years to come. So he won't be going anywhere for the next 2 years, but year three, if they're not performing, they may give him the boot.
Now, how about your A's? Talk about the A's a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
You know, they are so significant in baseball history, really, because of all that analytics. I mean, that's where all that stuff started, isn't it?
Yes. And here's what hurts my heart about the A's. I feel like the A's sometime are the farm team of Major League, because look at all of the people. Look at all of the amazing players that have come out of the Oakland A's.
And leave.
And that's what I'm saying. They start in the Oakland and they leave. They end up on the Yankees. Most of them end up on the Yankees, which we end up
having. I'm a Yankee fan. So sorry.
So we end up having to play you.
I apologize.
Yes, because you guys have a payroll that can support these amazing players that the A's end up with. I don't know.
Well, also, and you must admit, the Yankees have done it the right way. They have built from the farm team up. You know,
my Oakland A's farm team. Yes, they have.
I'm talking about the Yankee farm team. I mean, you look at Jeter and Mariano Rivera, all of these guys, they all came up through the Yankee farm team.
Well, let's look at the ones that came up through the Oakland.
Williams, you know, all of these guys.
All right.
But you're right. Your team has supplied the whole league.
Okay.
I got to be honest about that.
And it's like, if they just kept half of these players, we'd be winning World Series, or at least be further in the playoffs with them. It's like, as soon as they become stars, they leave.
But we've seen a huge paradigm shift in that kind of thing. I mean, there was a time when you could root for a team, and where people played for a team, and they retired from that team, and their jerseys are retired. You know, now players play for so many different teams because of free agency. Free agency has really changed the face of professional sports, and kind of curious about what you think about that. I mean, because there are two sides of that story. If you've ever read Bill Roden's book, Million Dollar Slaves, he's a writer for the New York Times sports section. And he, you know, talks about how, sure, these people are super rich, but they are slaves to the owners of these teams who, you know, he likens to slave owners. And you gotta realize if these people can pay I'm talking about the owners now.
Right.
They can pay as much as they pay to these players. Imagine how much money they are making now from ticket sales, from jersey sales, from all the little ancillary things that are going on, and these TV deals,
right,
which are making a lot of people very, very wealthy. Shouldn't the players have the right to go where they want to do and take their talents, wherever they want to take their talents?
And make their money, too. I have a family. I have, you know, a legacy. I have all these things that I need to support along the way. So, and you can't be mad at free agency, and you can't be mad at players wanting to make that kind of money, because it's out there and their talents deserve it most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate it, you know, and the players should appreciate it, because that gives them the opportunity to move on. Can you imagine being stuck at a team because you can't?
Yeah, it happens a lot to a lot of people.
Right.
You know,
because, this is where you're going to stay, and this is all you have. But I appreciate it. And I don't know if that's the right outlook to have, but I think
they should have the right to do that. But it does change things for you as a fan, where you used to be able to look at your team and, you know, it's like how on Inside the NBA at the beginning of the season they play that game, who he played for.
Right. Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It's like I have to become reacquainted with all these teams. It's going to happen the same way when football season starts.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Flacco is in Denver. I mean, I just want to see him in those uniforms to start with.
Right.
Which is always weird to see these people change their uniforms.
Oh, especially if you've seen them in, you've seen them in a Baltimore uniform forever. It's like you're going to have to do a double take. Like, wait, okay, all right, right. That's right. Flacco moved. I'm like, what is he doing? What colors he got? And then, especially if they play, when they're playing Baltimore, you'll be like, "Oh right, okay,
It's a lot of movement." And then, you know, you could also look at on the basketball side. I mean, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh really started a revolution that we're seeing spill over to all the other teams. And like it or hate it, it is a product of why shouldn't people be able to go where they want and play with who they want? Their owners get to do that. They get to have whoever they want. They get upset when these guys leave, but they will ship you out in the middle of the night. The middle of the game.
Right.
They traded somebody.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who was that?
Oh my God, stop. I can't think of his name. Oh,
that's kind of hardcore.
Right. He gets off the court and it's like, oh, you're going to.
And you know, these people are people, as you said before. They've got spouses, they've got children. You know, this means uprooting your whole family. You got to sell a house, you got all of these things. It's not that cool.
Well, yeah, we kind of get a feel for that in radio.
Yeah, that's true.
we're
used to it.
Right. I'm like, let's talk about how many times you and I have had to up and move. And I mean, I've been fortunate to not have to move as much in my radio career, but the same thing happens. You're at work one day and you're not at work the next day. And, you know, it's because somebody above you makes a decision that affects you and your family. So why shouldn't I make decisions that affect me and my family?
Yeah, it keeps life interesting. That's for sure. That's for sure. And now you look over at your Golden State Warriors, who a lot of people are so jealous of the Warriors. There's a lot of haterism going on right
now. Why is that?
And they want to talk about how they acquired Kevin Durant, but to me, their real story is, because I followed Steph Curry when he was at Davidson.
That's the story.
And when I saw him in the tournament, you know, the story is Steph Curry. It is Klay Thompson. Mm-hmm. It is Draymond Green. It is a team. You know, nobody would have said these guys, I'm going to build a team on these guys. Mm-hmm. But wow, what an exciting and fun to watch bunch they are. And is there any ego in that locker room?
I hope not. Even when Draymond and Durant had that little tiff when Durant didn't answer the question about how what are you going to do at the end of this year? Is he going to go with free agency? And him and Green had that little tiff, and so everybody was like, oh, see, there's drama. Look at this.
But Draymond has that with everybody. Right. Draymond will get in anybody's face.
Yes,
that's who he is.
That's his personality, and people get, oh, what just... But of course, the haters were feeding on that. See, it isn't all...
They were hoping.
Right, there isn't all peaches and cream over there like we thought.
They were hoping. Mm-hmm. They were hoping, but winning trumps everything. And I will say this, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, two of the coolest, most level-headed, talented people I've ever seen. I love that Steph Curry.
Right. Well, and it's so, and Steph, I would like to, and we could talk about this. My son is a future basketball player, maybe, but I would like him. I constantly talk about Steph to him. It's like, you got to be patient. You got to wait for your time. You have to put in the work. You have to, and if you do all those things, it's going to pay off in the end. I mean, look at that last contract Steph signed, and he went in not signing for any money.
Exactly.
But
he was never like, you know, I want to get paid. Show me the money. You know, none of that.
Right.
I just love that about him.
Right,
I think it's fantastic.
At some point, you are making enough money. It's like, okay, this was his reward, mm-hmm. and that was great. But at that point, he was making enough money.
Mm-hmm. It's all relative. You mm-hmm. know, no crying on the yacht.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
that's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. And then, you know, and then going through the injury, the knee injury, the ankle injury or ankle injury.
Yeah, he has problems. He's got weak ankles.
Right. That took him out and then wasn't really sure. So it is a fabulous story, and to see how it ended. I mean, with him being on such a great team and being in the right place for him.
Yeah, but to watch him and Klay on the court, it is just scary the way these guys shoot. And I kind of think that with Klay Thompson and with Steph Curry, you cannot forget the lineage. You cannot forget that they've got dads mm-hmm. that were in the league.
Yes.
Who taught them how to play, who exposed them to the world of the NBA from when they were little. Did you see the picture of Steph Curry
sitting on
Allen Iverson? I just thought that was so adorable.
I had to stop the TV. I was like, wait, stop. I wanted to just look at that.
But I think also, you know, I know Michael Thompson, and Michael is a hardcore dad, okay?
Well.
He's got Klay is very fiscally responsible because his dad insists on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that it's a good thing when you've got somebody, when you got a parent that, like our parents couldn't teach us anything about radio.
Right.
They didn't know anything about that. And I mean, you have a very accomplished family, all the artists and stuff in your family. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes the parents can't teach the kids what it is that they're about to do. But these guys have had that advantage. And I think it's worked for them.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can, as parents of student athletes, we can model our kids. Even though I don't have that lineage, mm-hmm. that I can look at them and go, look at what they did for their kids.
Yeah.
This is how I can do for you.
Well, tell us about your son and what it's like being a sports mom.
He's dabbled his way through a little bit of everything, as most kids did. Played soccer, you know, did karate, and then he kind of...
We do these things to keep them busy.
Right, exactly.
Because if you let them figure out on their own what they're going to do, nine times out of ten, it's going to be something we don't like.
Yeah, so we kept him busy with different things, and then he kind of stumbled into basketball. He's actually tall. He's 5'6", and in the sixth grade.
His mommy's tall, too.
Yeah, well, he loves basketball. The thing I'm not a Tiger mom when it comes to basketball. I want you to play.
I'm glad.
I want you to play as long as you're happy, as long as you're interested, as long as you're putting in the work. Like the other day, he finished a game and they won. And I said, well, what did you like about the game? And he said, you know, this, and this. And what could you improve on? My free throws. I was like, well, tomorrow I want you out there shooting 50 free throws. And he got up and put the time in. I was like, I'm not going to pressure you. I'm not going to be like, hey, if you did your free throws because I came to work. I'm like, when I get home, I expect you to have done at least 53 throws.
Yeah, and I think that's a cool thing to have a mom who understands what you're doing and understands sports and come to the games and actually knows what she's looking at.
Right.
That's really cool, too.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, you throwing up some bricks, dude. Like,
that's right. Mom can be crueler than some people, too.
And we should be. So you can take it from somebody else.
Exactly. You know, you got to toughen these kids up. This is a very soft generation of children that we have right now out there. Mm-hmm. But I know that for, you know, you mentioned putting him in as many sports as you can get him into, and this is such a great way to learn how to live. Mm-hmm. You know, being involved in sports and being on a team. And I'm sure you see him evolving as a person through those experiences.
Oh, definitely. My son is very very sensitive and very emotional, so I see if he plays on the basketball level and in a finals type thing, he's going to be the kid that's going to be on the sideline with his head covered in a towel when they lose, crying. Cause he's
all
that,
these dudes cry. Yeah, I'm sorry. They all cry.
Some of them are like, we lost, okay. But, I mean, my son's going to be like, it's like to the heart and may even be yelling at other players. It's like, okay, we got to channel that. So, losing happens, and we learn from losing.
Yeah.
And do you know what that felt like?
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do not to feel that again?
Yeah, but when you hate to lose, then you're going to really work super hard to win. I look at, like, Serena Williams to me is just the best example of somebody who just hates to lose and who, you know, just to see her suck it up. How many times have we seen her just refuse to lose?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is another great story, an example to show. And you know, Charles Barkley is famous of saying, we're not role models, we're athletes. Well, no, you are actually role models.
You are actually role models, and you should care about that.
Right. You've put yourself in a position to be a role model because you're a top athlete.
And I think he's right. It's not his responsibility. We can't be mad at him if he's not that.
Right.
But how nice would it be if he would embrace that, as so many others have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but with these athletes, too, and I don't know if you see this in your son or any of his friends that are around him. You know, they are so, when you're athletically gifted, you are so coddled and everyone acquiesces to everything that you're trying to do throughout your life till you get to a point, I think, where these are some of the most entitled people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We've created this, and then we want to complain about everything they do, but we've created these monsters. But we do get to watch them grow up if they continue to be successful. Serena being a great case in point.
Right.
Always loved her talent, but boy, she used to really annoy me.
Right.
You know, with the tantrums and all that. Especially when you see Venus was so calm and ladylike and the whole thing. But boy, has Serena grown up beautifully.
Yes, she has.
But life will do that to you.
Yes. My son's talents are now, he is now catching up to, he's always been a very talented basketball player, but now he's playing at a level where there are a lot of other talented people around him, and so he's starting to learn that, now I gotta put in some real work, because I need to keep it upping my game, which is a good place for him to be right now.
Right.
Because it's like, he's just been riding it. Like, I'm good. He's got an eye for the court. He has a lot of natural talent, and it's like, okay, now, but there's some other people around you now, because you're playing at a different, you know, he's come up from the 9-10, now he's up in the 13-14, and these kids are playing. So
exactly. How old is he now?
He's 12, and he plays 12-13U.
Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
His name is Elijah.
Elijah?
Uh-huh.
What's his last name?
Ward.
Elijah Ward. I just want to know, man. We need to be looking out for your son. That's all I'm saying. Elijah Ward. Y'all heard that, right?
Yes.
Check him out. And check out Renee Taylor, too. You can find her on K-Earth 101. And I have a feeling you're going to be back as a guest on This Lady Loves Sports. I think you qualify. I think you qualify.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.